Hello, this is Tatiana.
Yeah, good morning. This is Jabez reaching
good
out from local, from local Splash here. I have a very quick update about your Google profile, so I hope
okay.
I caught you in a good time.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, this will only take a minute or two. So this is to inform you that your Google profile, the one that you added us onto, is already live, and people can start texting or calling your number directly, or they can leave you direct messages in which you can only access through Google Maps. Do you mind if I quickly show you how to check that on Maps?
I am driving right now.
All right, sure. No worries.
Yeah,
I'll send you an email.
Email will be great.
I'll send you an email with a video tutorial on how to easily follow through in checking Google messages on Maps. Anyway, once you launch your Google Maps application, you would only go to updates below, and from there, you would see messages. Again, this is not the main point of communication here. People will just still contact you directly through your number, either call or text, but this is another good feature on your Google profile that you might want to take advantage of.
Okay.
All right.
So, and then when they go to our Google page, they will see all three types of communication with us, right? Full
exactly.
Website and direct message. Okay.
Website. They can call your number. They also have an option to text it directly. You know, your number is shown on your profile. And then there's another button that says messages. And then that's
got
where
it.
They can
and then
leave
if,
you messages.
If they leave a direct message on Google Maps, will I receive any type of text message notification that somebody messaged us or not?
Yep, good question. By default, Google Maps should notify your phone. Like in under settings, your map should be included on notifications. Just like any other app that gives you an update, you know, you would see that on the notifications bar. Same with Maps.
Uh-huh.
But if you change the settings, you might want to go back and see if Maps is included on the notifications.
So would you be able to include this in my email that you will send me also?
I'm not sure if it's included because we do have like pre-typed
like,
emails.
Okay.
Yeah. But
okay,
then
so then walk me through one more time.
On how to access Google Maps? Or
no, how to set up notifications of for any messages going directly
yeah.
to Google.
Let me check here on my end. I'm not sure with your device because we might have different settings, but in my...
But in general.
In general, you just go to settings, and then
Settings in Google or in Google Maps?
On your phone. No, settings on your phone.
Ah, settings on the phone.
Yep,
okay,
it varies from phone to phone, so it might be different on yours. But in my...
Android,
yeah. If you go to settings, you would go... Or you would see notifications in status bar. I'm not sure how it's being shown on your end, but if you see notifications
okay,
in status bar.
So got it. So I will set it up in my phone notifications, and then I will choose on for notification from Google Maps, right?
Maps. But most of the time, or by default, Google Maps should be turned on already. It depends if you have chosen to turn it off, you know, sometime in the past, but it should be good if you haven't touched it.
All right. Perfect. And then what do you think realistically, how long will it take for us to start showing up on, like, among the first in the area?
I'm glad that you asked because I was checking earlier and I saw that your page is already on the first page, which is a good thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just your 10th day with us, like first week, and we're already showing a great result or great progress. So what we're going to do here is to maintain your position in the first place. Although I can notice that on top of you, actually you're on the fourth place on the first page, and on top of you there are three companies who have at least 100, if not thousands of reviews. And I noticed that you only have 63, which is also a good number. But if you would like to stay on top of your competition, we would highly suggest to keep your reviews coming. You know,
okay,
after
got
working
it,
on each client's project,
mm-hmm.
try to gain more reviews as much as you can, and you know,
that's
that way
awesome.
you might be able to go on top.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else would help us?
I think that's it.
On our end.
Mm-hmm. On your end, you can do what you can do is to gain more reviews, upload more work photos, actual work photos would definitely help people, you know, choose you over your competitors, especially if they see recent work photos of yours.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
And then I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm. Quick question. If we receive a review on Google, will you guys reply to that review, or do we need to reply to the review?
Well, since you and that customer, you know, have the first-hand communication or interaction, it would be best if you will be the one to respond to them.
Because it was very helpful when we had another company that we worked with doing similar work that you do, but we haven't used them for half a year already. They used to reply to the reviews. It was very helpful. I mean, so
we don't really do that type of work, but I can bring that up to the management. I can bring that up to the management, see if, you know, it's something that they might consider someday, but not anytime soon, I believe, yeah.
Sure. All right. Thank you so much.
Yep, my pleasure. And if we have other updates, again, we're going to keep in touch. If you do have more questions, don't hesitate to reach out back. You can either call, text, or email us. All right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yep. Drive safely, and you do have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.